Gift Grub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Gift Grub this morning. It's a great day today. We have that big bid. And then we also have Matt and Frank are back with another Gift Grub. So looking forward to this. So let's go to the last word and find out what this case is all about.
The last word with Matt Cooper.
Let's go over to the courts now and join court correspondent Frank Greeny. Good evening, Frank.
Good evening, Matt.
Tell us about this individual who has recently come to the public's attention.
Yes, Matt. The authorities have identified and spoken to a man who they describe as a person of interest.
What's the man accused of, Frank?
The man, it is claimed, Matt, has become the head of one of Ireland's most vicious and cold-blooded gangs, responsible for a number of atrocities ranging over the last 13 years.
Are we at liberty to name the individual, Frank Greeny?
Yes, Matt. The gang leader was named today as Simon Babyface Harris, 37 years of age, of Greystones, County Wicklow.
Jeez, these gangsters are getting younger and younger.
That's right, Matt. Babyface is considerably younger than previous gang leaders that the public might have known. Notorious individuals like Enda Boom Boom Kenny.
He used to go around on a bike.
That's right. And more recently, Leo the Leek Varadkar.
What happened to the leak?
Nobody really knows what happened to the leak, but Babyface Harris, it is said, wasted no time at all and was absolutely ruthless in grabbing control of the gang.
What has this so-called Babyface been accused of, though?
Well, Matt, as I mentioned, these are cold-blooded and vicious acts, and listeners may want to...
Don't be giving me that rubbish! Shut the front door about the listeners!
But, Matt, please,
JLR is going up like a rocket! Dish it out, Greeny, and dish it now!
Well, Babyface Harris was and is central to the notorious criminal money racket known today as the National Children's Hospital job.
Oh, my God. God.
Which has cost the state 2.2 billion euro and rising.
Oh, he fleeced the country.
He was also seen as the rising star in the same gang, which rendered thousands of people homeless, hundreds of thousands more not being able to afford a home and forced to live with their parents. Oh. And one charge of being part of the gang who attempted to bully the Irish people into saying yes in the recent...
Yeah, and they said no. And he's the leader.
Yes, Matt, and more worryingly, he's trying now to recruit young people into the gang on social media.
What?
So much so that one journalist has been desperately trying to make a name for himself by christening the Babyface Harris, giving him the moniker the TikTok Taoiseach.
Fiona Sheehan, typical.
Yes, Matt.
Trying to be a comedian, change the record.
Indeed.
Yeah. What else do we know about this Babyface house?
Well, Matt, at present, Babyface is head of the gang, but he's in a tense alliance with a rival gang of thugs who had previously regarded Ireland as solely their patch for years.
Two gangs in charge?
Yes, Matt.
It's like the Kinahans and the Hutches got together. What did the judge say, Frank?
The judge conceded that as the court had nothing concrete yet on Babyface Harris, he would be allowed to go free, but warned that the authorities would be keeping a close eye on his activities.
Thanks, Frank Greeny. We'll have politics next with Gary Murphy.
Gift Grub. Listen live every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.